It's Pride 365 Radio, and since it's the radio, please introduce yourself to the world.
This is Nurko. I'm super stoked to be here, and I also have Maddox here with me.
Hey guys, it's Maddox.
And we just put out our new song. It's called Atypical Us. I hope you guys dig it, though.
Yeah, and if you're looking for it, Maddox, you spell it M-A-D-Y-X.
M-A-D-Y-X,
yep. And Nurko is spelled?
N-U-R-K-O.
Gotcha. Okay, we want to make sure people can find it so they can stream it. Welcome to Miami.
Thank you.
How has this week been?
It's been a little hectic. This is my first time actually in Miami. It's been good. You know, we've been going to different shows and stuff, and then tonight I'm playing a little set here at the EDMA thing, EDMA Awards.
Awesome.
Besides that, it's been a really fun time.
I was gonna say, the thing that I love about this is that, like, he's been doing this for so long. I've only been doing EDM music for maybe 6 months now.
Okay.
And this is both our first Miami Music Week.
That's
awesome. So it's like being able to have this together is like such a moment.
Right.
I don't know. It's just been fun. It's been great.
Yeah. And you mentioned this is your first collaboration.
This is my first collab ever. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So he took a chance on me.
Yeah.
He took a chance on me, and now we're homies for life.
How did you connect? How did you find each other?
We were in LA doing a writing camp, and she happened to come do some writing for some other stuff, and then she just was like, "Oh, can I show you this vocal?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then I listened to it. I was like, "Oh my God, this is this is insane." And it was so good that we wanted to release it as a single ahead of the album and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's incredible. And Maddox, your background's rock, right? So is the rock vocal on this track?
I'm a gritty girl. I don't know if you can hear it when I'm talking, but I'm a gritty girl. I scream and it's good. I mean, I play guitar too, so it was really cool because he was like, "Oh, I want it to feel like those guitars that were like in Linkin Park type vibes." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And then he was like, "Do you know anyone who plays guitar?"
You're the guitar on that song too.
Yeah, and I was
"That's awesome."
I play guitar, and he was like, "Oh. Well, then send it to me." So then it ended up working out perfectly.
That is incredible. I like that. It's a right place, right time kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
She wrote the lyrics, so she can probably give a better idea of what it's about.
Well, you know, us little lesbians, sometimes we just have all these situationships.
Yep.
And I have one, and I'm in love with her, and we're not together, and it's hard.
We'd spend
weekends falling in love, and then I'd leave on Monday, and I'd go home, and that's what the entire song is about.
Okay.
What makes this special, it's like it's not just that we're here doing this together, this is our first time. There's so many synchronicities of like how this all happened. I met him 1 year ago this month.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time you heard the song, and a year later it's here and we're performing it.
It's a long process, right?
There's a lot of things. It's been really, really great.
When's the album come out?
Comes out July 3rd. So we still have a few other singles to come, but
Can I add something about that?
So
the synchronicities and the kismet of all of the things. So I don't, a big reason why I do music is because I lost my father.
I'm sorry.
It was something that we did together. And we were talking about this, and it was really cool because he was like, "Oh yeah, the album comes out on July 3rd. It's my father's birthday."
No.
I was in all the days that something comes out, it's, you know, and I didn't know that was a Friday. I didn't know anything. So when he said that too, I was like, "Dude, this is wild."
That's serendipitous. It's just meant to be kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to ask, with the success of this, is another collaboration forthcoming?
I think so. definitely after this.
Not to put you on the spot.
Brother and sister from now until the end of time.
Okay.
I'm actually getting a tattoo. So I've been getting tattoos for every song I release this year.
Oh, yeah?
So my next tattoo is for us, and I'm literally putting his logo on my body.
Oh, my God. That's
so
awesome.
He better.
Yeah.
He better be my friend moving forward.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to have to get a tattoo removed, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, we're good. We have a good friendship after this. After the song, normally, I don't know, I find relationships with other artists, but with her, it's been special. It's been she's just an awesome person.
Well, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us, and I wish you the best of luck on everything.
Yeah, thank
you. This is gonna be exciting.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.